Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, we got something for you. It's another moment. It's Drive Moment. What is your attitude towards the social environment at your workplace? A post on X, formerly known as Twitter, owned by Elon Musk. He bought it for $40 billion. Recently had many people talking when it basically said that work is not the right environment for genuine friendship, but rather a place where you just do your professional work and leave. Just like Skumba. 5 minutes to when we say goodbye, Skumba is out of the building. While me and Khomuso are still struggling to come out of the building. So, yeah, I'll know which homie. And I have to say myself here, like, the reason why I'm so nice to Skumba and Khomuso is because they help me to pay my bills. Ke salary tsa ka bathwana. Ke salary tsa ka bathwana. Ke mogolo wa ka, including you, KG. And just everyone here, even including the security. So, co-workers are not your friends. Do your job and hit the gate, period. Which is what Skumba does all the time when Khomuso obviously has to wait and do the traffic. So, yeah, that's the question that we want to ask you today. What is your attitude towards the social environment at your workplace? Do you see your colleagues as friends, associates, or family, strangers, or sworn enemies? So these two are very close to being enemies. But yeah, that's what we are talking about today. I mean, the funny thing about this team, we don't even call each other on weekends, ne?
Mm.
Even when Khomuso drops a WhatsApp on the group, Skumba gets annoyed. Or you are ruining my weekend. Why are you dropping a WhatsApp?
I'll see her on Monday. Why are you ringing them on Sunday?
Well, I actually don't care. But what I will say is limiting yourself of where you can make real connections seems like a, I don't know, less wise take on anything. You meet people and you can connect with people in all kinds of places. So for me, if I make a friendship at work and I feel like it's a genuine connection, it's a genuine friendship, I will definitely maintain that relationship.
Do you have a unalicho mimo? Ma.
Skomb.
I'm not Skumba's
Dinero is more than also
I'm not
colleague.
Skumba's PRO, but utawwe.
Ah, love si part
Skumba, Mara, Skumba. You're not Skumba.
Skumba
never.
Skumba
never.
So Sekumba, how utrobi akana?
I mean, she kulumi no akuruma jwa
friend. She's shouting.
Why is she forcing friendship, my
head? I'll try make.
We buy the lamwa.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But to answer your question, then, does having friendship at work works in a way? I think so.
Yeah.
I think it. We, as much as we come from different places and different corners, and we believe in different in so many different things.
Yeah.
And the one common thing that makes us to understand each other is fun.
Yeah.
So we need to find certain ways to connect and be friends somewhere, somehow. And sometimes it grows from that into something bigger. I mean, I've been friends with Umbali.
Yeah.
Umbali has moved to 702 now.
Mm.
We are close, like super close friends.
Yeah.
In a way, Umbali will come to my house for the weekend.
I'm glad you say Umbali, not Khomuso.
No, so I'm not just at the level of Umbali.
You just confirmed kutumgano wako Umbali. Thank you, Skumba. Thank you.
Glenn, there's also
and also Khomuso, it's okay.
How you learn a little friendship, Skumba?
It's okay.
There's also different levels of friendship.
Yes.
Mm. And also how you take the person into confidence will guide at what level you put that friendship at.
Yeah.
I mean, even in social context, out of work, your friends don't matter the same way. They don't serve the same purpose. So for me to limit myself and say, yo, I can't befriend anybody at work, I feel like it's really an unwise move. I feel like if me and Glenn have a connection and he invites me over to
It is not gonna happen.
Invites me over to wherever, I can't say, yo, he's a colleague, let's keep him at arm's length. But while you are navigating the relationship and finding out personal things about each other, that's when you can make the choice. Well, actually,
Glenn
is okay as a colleague, let me leave it there. Or actually, I can open up a bit more to Glenn and let him into my private space as well.
To be quite honest, there are people who are colleagues and they met at work.
Yeah.
Took a while for them to get to know each other. Yeah. And I'm sure there's hundreds of them who are going to call today and say, no, I've got a friend at work.
Yeah.
Best friends, we hang out, go out on weekends, blah, blah, blah. It's true. It is so true. But when I know you are not my friend.
Problem with who annoy. We are still at the annoying stage of our relationship.
A year later.
So you guys haven't found a common ground of being friends.
No, Glenn loves me. We're still trying to land,
and there's turbulence. There's so much turbulence. We've been diverted.
Added an extra 30 minutes to land on this thing.
We're supposed to land in East London.
Glenn doesn't phone anyone.
Ah, well.
I've heard you Glenn almost a year now. I think I've seen him answer his phone twice.
Yeah, same here.
So what do you think? Why do you think?
Even when I call him during office hours, he doesn't pick up my phone. I don't know what's the problem with this guy.
22 minutes past for Kaya family. That's what we're talking about today, in case you've just tuned in. What is your attitude towards the social environment at your workplace? Do you see colleagues as friends, associates, or family, strangers, or sworn enemies? Good day.
Sworn enemies.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So our drive moment today, co-workers are not your friends. Do your job, hit the gate, period. Do you see your colleagues as friends? We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Here a couple of voice notes.
For me, kuya ngokuthi umuntu ongizana energy njani. If energy yakhe is good, nami I reciprocate, and I've made good relationships from la ngaqala khona ukusebenza. Even now la ngisebenza khona, ngibizwe umuntu ebengisebenza naye 7 years ago. What I am ntwana kunespani so are you interested? Yep, ngathola ispani esisho. So I think kubalekile, but also you must go in with both eyes open, because I'm a colleague now.
I've learned to take people for who they are. Everybody is my friend, but they are just friends, Oguti. I'll never ask for favors from you. So I wouldn't say friends, so acquaintances. We are civil towards each other and so forth. But I've stopped having friendships because I give too much of myself. So in order for me to not get hurt, I'd rather not have friends, but have acquaintances.
Mina, retrenched 2 times, lost the job once because of friends that I've made from work, and now going forward I will never ever make friends at work. We work, we share, we don't have drinks, we don't have anything. I've been retrenched 2 times because of friends.
Let's not force things and try and become friends. Not everybody needs to be my friend, my goodness. And I feel like if it is a genuine connection, sure, we can do it. But I'm also not there to make friends, so don't force a friendship that you can see the other person is running away from. But why didn't you hang out with us? I don't want to.
Khomoso, from time to time, she'll shout at me, why don't you want to
But guys,
I'm like, I don't want to. Guys, Khomoso was swinging, guys.
Guys, but betrayal does not only exist in the office.
No,
it's
true.
I've heard so many people say, yo, people will backstab. People backstab you in your own family.
Yeah,
in your homes. Your cousins are not speaking to you now. Mm. They've done atrocious things to you. Your person that you thought was your best bumba, that you met wherever and you guys clicked, betrayed you. So betrayal is not something that just happens at work. Betrayal is everywhere. Mm. And you will always be betrayed by somebody that you like. Because if you hurt me, Glenn, I won't care, because we are friends. I'm like, ah, get Glenn, whatever. But if a friend hurts me, of course that nicks, because you're like, I trusted KG so much. Why would he do this to me? But, guys, betrayal exists everywhere, honestly.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I'm here for you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We may not be friends, but there's a lot of love. Neo there. Do you? No, I don't.
With the people that we have worked with in the industry, is any of them your friends?
Melanie?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely Melanie. Who else? Natin Damase? Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, you hell no, Komuto.
You can. It's new. Don't worry.
Oh, a year later. I love
it when you look at Komuto like hell no. No, I think you have a few voice notes before you go to 360.
emsebenzini it depends ukuthi umsebenzi unjani, understand? Ngoba kunamanye amanation namanationality, understand, esifanini abalapho nje emsebenzini kuzoba yimpimpi abangani babelungu each and everything nezinto eziyuseless bazireporte. So kuba nzima emsebenzini that you can have friends, you understand? Mawusemsebenzini sisebenza uhamba uyekile kuphelela la kwezinto zakho uthulile because of abanye lapha enemsebenzini kunokuthi abangani bakanti balibabhizi bakusesha bawuthela ama-promotion ngama-mistakes wakho wayenzayo.
I think you can make genuine connections. I'm 17, you know. I found my husband at work. We work at the same place. But there are certain relationships where you think it's a genuine friendship. And then when it's time for the genuine friendship to show its genuineness, it flakes. And that's when you actually see sometimes it's not conducive to build certain relationships, you know. Maybe miscommunication, but I'm pro building genuine relationships in the workplace, and if it flourishes into something deeper and more meaningful, hallelujah. When it doesn't, then you take it as it comes.
Having a work colleague friend, that's 100%. I mean, like, it's not a problem. I don't see any problems with that. I used to work with some colleague, his name was Mabilo, and he used to be a friend to me, a best friend. We still chill weekends, see each other weekends. But I work alone now and it's so boring. I miss that guy.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.